Welcome to the arena, man. Your boy Archer Almighty, and this is Elevated Thoughts, SLA and Chill Connection right now, man. Let's welcome my guy Aaron B and Charles Smith.
What's poppin'?
Man, not a dang thing, man. For starters, thank you very much, Charles, for joining the SLA Network, brother. We've been talking about this for a very long time, man, but now the time is now.
Man, I'm thankful to be with y'all, man.
Yeah, man. So today we're going to talk a little bit about state of our teams, man. So go ahead, before starters, tell everybody who you represent as your teams, man, because, you know, a lot of people don't know you yet. You're new to the network, so go ahead and tell them who you represent.
Man, I'm repping them Dallas Mavericks. You know what I'm saying? We got Luka and we got KP. You know what I'm saying? We got that European connection putting in work on these boys. Although our record don't show it, we 6-4.
Well, it's a long season, man. That's what people don't understand. Like, it's legit 82 games, people. So anything could happen. You know, you can go on a 20-game win streak. You know, that's any one of these teams. You know, my Oklahoma City Thunder is not doing too well. I think we like 4-7 or something like that. But it's definitely expected losing Russell Westbrook and a Paul George. And fuck 4th of July. Just say what it is, man. Like, I don't got nothing to say about 4th of July anymore because KD left on the 4th of July. Oh my gosh, I'm still hurt. Like, yeah, we just got a young ass team right now, man, trying to figure it out. Chris Paul trying to resurge his career and be a player coach. That's pretty much what he is. We got a lot of young guys that's out there. Terrence Ferguson, we got Habadilla, man, nigga, I can't pronounce the nigga name. Hold on, let me go check it out real quick. I don't want to butcher my guy's name. We got Steven Adams, Darius Baisley, Deontay Burton, Hamadou Diallo. We got Danilo Gallinari. We got my guy SGA holding it down. Muscala, Nader, Nerlens Noel. He been playing really good for us, to be honest.
Skinny, ugly, rat face looking ass.
Oh my gosh, boy, he gonna hear this too. It come for us. Dennis Schroeder out there looking like a Nightcrawler. But we've been doing our thing. We've been doing our thing, though, man. So shout out to Marley. She's in the studio with me, as y'all can tell. She loved hearing her voice on Spotify, man. So had to do that. What about you, Aaron B? You know, I know you repping your Spurs.
Yes, sir, repping the Spurs. We got Tony Parker, who recently got his jersey retired, but the Spurs did some disrespect and lost against the Grizzlies.
They're a young team, though, man. They probably caught him on a tard day. Papa's probably resting some people.
Yeah, he rested some players. Like, we haven't seen our rookies yet, but I just heard interest in the Magic's want to do a trade with DeMar DeRozan.
Oh, wow. Who they trying to get?
Dude, to be honest right now, I think it's between Aaron Gordon and, Evan Fournier. I kind of hope they had Mo Bamba in there because we need another center.
Man, Mo Bamba, woo, yeah, that'd be a perfect fit for him.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a good system.
Yeah, I got him on my fantasy basketball team. I had to pick him up. I'm like, yeah, ain't no telling. So he's definitely holding me down. I think he had 16 and, like, 14 rebounds or something like that the other day, but – yeah, so I already know about him. But that would be good if you had picked up Aaron Gordon. I think Aaron Gordon, he needs that in his life right now. He's a hell of an athlete. He's been working on his jump shot as well. I think he might just need a good coach like Popovich to whip him into shape.
That's what I want.
Sure.
Yeah, in the dream sequence, I want Gordon and Bamba out of that trade. Because the contract with the Rose is like 27 mil. So with those two, we'll drop down the cash phase too.
Yep, sure would.
You know, they're about that saving that money.
Oh, yes, sir.
Always about saving that money.
I can picture them together right now. Well, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
We need something going on at San Antonio. I love my Spurs, but we just been on some inconsistent type of deal.
Yeah, DeRozan playing like he really don't want to be there, for real. I don't know what's going on with him.
Yeah, his body language is real terrible.
Yeah,
like, bro, you from the hood. You ought to be thankful you in the league, man.
Right?
Robbie, I said, oh, I'm playing all this millions of dollars, but I'm finna give y'all everything.
Heart and soul, man.
Tell you, y'all want, hey, coach, you want a bottle of water? All right, I got you.
Right?
Yeah, Rose been on some bougie type of stuff. I don't know what's wrong with him. If he wants out of San Antonio, we'd like to straight happen.
Mm-hmm. I got a question. I got a question for you, Charles. Me and Aaron, our last episode where we were just us on the podcast, we had a little segment as in top 10 centers in the league currently. Can you go off the top of your dome, 10 centers that you would think, or do I need to? I'll go give you the list that me and Aaron B had. And then I don't know if you can put them in any kind of order or whatnot, since I do got you on. So it was 15, but I'll just break it down to 10.
All right.
Karl Anthony Towns, you got the Joker, Joel Embiid, Rudy Gobert, Drummond, Porzingis, Marc Gasol, Miles Turner, Nikola Vukovic from Orlando Magic, and Steven Adams. Those are like the top 10. So I don't know if you
Wait a minute. Did you forget my boy from the Denver Nuggets? Did I hear his name?
Yeah, he was second. Yeah. The Joker.
Oh, I was about to say, I think you pronounced that motherfucker wrong, but it's all good.
Yeah, no, it's I just use the Joker. I ain't feel like butchering nobody's names.
All right, cool.
I butcher all the time.
Yeah, man. Man.
Or just to make it simple.
You just named the fire. You named 10 fire centers, man. But what's really truly, who's really a true center now? All of them step out and shoot threes now.
Every last one of them.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the game has changed, man. We don't have those Patrick Ewings, David Robinsons, or Shaqs anymore, man. We got, man, niggas 7'3", shooting threes like it ain't nothing.
Facts.
Yeah.
Shoot more threes and they're getting rebounds.
Yeah, a bead out there doing crossovers, spin moves.
Shit, I ain't used to that.
Right.
Bruh, I'm going to foul you.
And they wonder why they hurt all the time. I'm like, bruh.
Yeah, you got, man, I don't think they be realizing that's a lot of gravity pulling on them, man.
And they walk
you 7'3".
7'3 with a size 20 shoe. Like, what you expect is going
to You trying I'm going to go behind my back two times, do a spin move, and dunk on you. Oh, yeah, you're going to get fouled, nigga. I don't care.
Thanks.
Hey, you get me once. The second time, I'm going to let you know I'm there. Bow!
Facts.
But, I think... You know who was really surprising me, though, coming off the injury, is KP. Like, dude put on, like, 15 pounds of muscle over the summer, man.
You talking about Kristaps Porzingis?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I got to chill with him for a while. So, you know, when I was in Latvia, you know, his family, man, they so laid back.
Oh, you got
to... He's tall, like... I was like, bro, I don't even come up to your damn belly button, man. Like, damn.
Hey, how tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
He's 7. He's 7'2", right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Bro, it's crazy. Like, a little backstory on him. Like, he actually played a point guard before he shot up like that. You know what I'm saying? He was like a straight guard. Then he shot up like 6-7 inches in one summer. He went from like being like 5'11" to like 6'5". Yeah. Then from that point on, over there, bro, they don't play like high school games, man. They have sports schools specifically for sports. Like, they got... Yeah, it's crazy how they do it. You go from your regular school, you go to this sports school after your regular school, and they literally train you, like, day in, day out. Like, you really get teaching. That it's crazy. That's why I'm moving over there, man. I'm gonna make sure my son come back to America and kill everybody in this motherfucker. I don't care.
And where is that at again? You said Latvia?
Yeah, Riga, Latvia.
God dang. Yeah, I was trying to get this spot. See, Aaron, when he was over there this summer, how long was you there for? A month? How long was you there?
Yeah, I was there for a month.
Yeah, we were trying to get it lined up where I don't want to butcher her name. What's her name again?
Just call her. Her name is Leanne.
Leanne. Yes.
Well, we just call her Lili, man. Just call her Lili.
Lili. Let me Google her real quick. Man, say her name so I can Google it real quick for those that don't know. How you spell it?
I'll spell it for you. It's L-I-E-N-E.
Okay, last name. Hold on.
J-A-N-S-O-N-E.
Oh, there she is. Latvia basketball player. Let me a little bit about her. I'm on her Wikipedia. She on Wikipedia. Is a Latvia women's basketball player who was most recently played for the Tarsus. Ooh, I don't even know that word. Turkish Women's Basketball League is a member of the Latvia national team. She is 6'4" power forward. Yeah. That's what she's
saying. Yeah.
Yeah. She's both her parents were basketball coaches and her younger sister is a former basketball player. She started playing a professional level in 97. She's a member of the Siena Saints NCAA team from 2000 to 2004. Jansen eventually became one of the team's leaders. In her first year, the team won NCAA conference. Jansen was named most valuable player. Since then, she's played in Europe. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So
let me throw something in on that real quick. Oh, yeah. She did play in the 2008 Olympics, too. Don't forget that.
My bad. I definitely can't forget that. So I was waiting on that. We was trying to line up. I don't know. What was the time difference over there, man? The area code. I mean, not the area code, but the time difference.
It's a 7-hour difference.
Yeah, so I actually had a quick conversation with her. I was trying to get her on the podcast. I was just going to press play on her ass, but I was like, you know what? I ain't going to do it like that because I was really trying to bring some awareness to the podcast. I'm like, hey, she got a Wikipedia page. So I was definitely trying to get her on there, man, and let her talk a little bit about basketball. You know, especially she got the accolades. Why not?
Yeah, bro. She, man. I know we talking about her. We supposed to be going into a lot of things, but man, like me just sitting there that much watching her, man. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Like, bro, she has some of the most outrageous, like, just, man, I don't even know how to name them, drills. Like, she, man, I'm like, ain't no way, I'm not finna be throwing no dang washcloth up in the air, going behind my back between the legs before this thing hit the ground.
What?
Wow.
Like, yeah, but these kids be doing it with ease. I'm like, what the hell is going on over here? Like, she has this tennis ball drill they do, man. I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
I hope you remember some of them because you know your boy Archer got the skills and drills for that Archer Academy, bro. So we bringing some overseas foreign drills to the team, bro, that people gonna love that. They're like, where the hell you get this shit? Latvia.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to get her to send me some videos, man, because she does this other stuff. She does commercials for this. They got this campaign thing going. It's called Be Fit. And yeah, man, they be doing some wild stuff, man. Like they took care of me when I tore my knee up over there, man. I was in a state of an art facility. I thought I was in the league.
I remember when we FaceTimed and you turned the camera around and let me see that nice facility, man. That was pretty dope, man. To be quite honest with you, so. That's pretty dope. I was really hoping we could have went live from over there, but I ain't tripping. You talking about moving back over there, so I'm pretty sure we're gonna work all that out anyway. So,
yeah, it's gonna go down. Yeah,
SLN chill. That's how we do, man. That's exactly how we do. We try to bring everybody the most late to date, up to date in sports world, man. That's what we do. We talk to them sports, life, and we act a damn fool, man. Well, let's take a quick segue. We're going to take a quick commercial because we did get off topic and was not supposed to be talking about Latvia. But it happens all the time. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back in, and we're going to talk about the state of the Cowboys and the Chiefs, man, because we in a loser circle today, y'all. So,
hey, why'd you have that pause on the Cowboys, though?
Hey, you know me, man. I can't stand them motherfuckers, man. So I had to say it like that. So let's take this commercial break and take a pause for the calls, and we'll be right back, people. This is SLA and Chill, man.